A new report released today by the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners shows the strengths and the opportunities for the health system in Australia to become stronger. It also found out more GPs would like to work with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and an increase of Aboriginal GPs. But it also found it needs to be appropriately funded to make this happen, especially during a pandemic. I asked Chair of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health at the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners and Graduate Man Professor Peter O'Mara what the report is about.
So the State of the Nation report is a report that links in a lot of health matters across the country, and you know, we've particularly been concerned and interested in the parts about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health. And what we've seen is a stronger interest from primary healthcare practitioners, from GPs, wanting to be a part of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health. And I think that's a huge positive outcome for us, because a lot of our services across the country and a lot of our communities and people aren't necessarily getting the services that they require. So I think that's a huge step forward.
So what are the needs the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities have when visiting a GP?
Well, I think that's points out, I suppose, the challenge to start with. The Medicare system in itself rewards 5-minute medicine. But if you do good quality medicine, which involves spending time with your patients, then it doesn't reward the practitioner financially as anywhere near as much. And we know that most of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people unfortunately have multi-comorbidities. So they have lots of things going on in their life around health. Yeah, they might have lots of concerns about loved ones and family members that they want to talk to their doctor about, and a whole host of things. You know, exposure to traumas even. You know, people are often exposed to racism on a daily basis, and we know that that has huge health implications. So the health matters that people present with are much more complex than what you would expect in a standard visit to a GP.
Now, one of the things of the report, they mentioned that it's important to fund appropriately Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders community, the healthcare system. How important it is to continue funding Aboriginal medical services across the country, particularly with the ongoing pandemic?
Yeah, well, I think, as I mentioned, that 5-minute medicine in primary health care is rewarded and the quality medicine isn't. And Aboriginal medical services are renowned for doing the quality medicine. They spend time with their patients. They discuss all the issues that are on their minds. They address all the health matters in a way that you might not expect to get addressed when you go and see a GP. So that takes time. I think the funding, I think, has changed for Aboriginal medical services over a long period of time. That funding is more attached to projects and those kinds of things. And while that's great to have that, I think the funding needs to be increased for just the general everyday stuff that we do, spending time with our patients and making a positive improvement in the life of our patients, families and communities. And I think, you know, that's probably never been more important than the situation that we're in with COVID now. A lot of people are suffering increased mental health loads from that. Not seeing families, unfortunately. You know, people have loved ones who are in hospital that they can't visit. They have loved ones in ICU that they can't visit. And even, unfortunately, people have loved ones who pass away and you can't be with them. And, normally we have someone who we know is passing. We would gather and many people would be around that patient and the people share the love and the thoughts of that person. So we're outside of those normal things that we do. So that's challenging. And, you know, normally Aboriginal medical services are incredibly good at having high immunisation rates. It's one of the things that we do really well. But I think, unfortunately, because of a lot of the scaremongering and the information that's put out there that is not true and correct, people start to believe that, and people haven't taken up the vaccination rates in some communities the way that we would like them. Many communities are doing amazing jobs. You know, some are in 90-94% vaccinated, which is incredible. That's where we need to be. But, you know, some, I was just talking to someone a while ago who said that one community only has 25% double dosed.
And also, I guess it plays an important part on this vaccination rollout, the misinformation that it's going to remote communities as well?
Yeah, that's right. One of the things that we have seen in many communities is that when the Indigenous leadership in the community are informed and have those conversations with the right people about the vaccines, and if they value that, and they can debunk a lot of the myths, then those communities tend to have higher vaccination rates, which is really important. So it looks like, you know, we've got to have health professionals spending time with the elders and the leaders in communities to get them empowered to help the community make better decisions.
That was Wirat Juriman and Chair of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health at the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Professor Peter O'Mara.